If you're hesitant about spending money on a wedding album and are considering doing it yourself, my guest and I today share why that will never happen. Plus, we're going to share tips on how to create your perfect wedding album that you'll cherish forever. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 28, and I'm coming at you every Wednesday answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. Now, today I'm really excited because today we're going to be talking about wedding photo albums. Now, this is probably a topic you don't really hear too much about. You usually hear more about photography in general, but today we're going to be talking specifically about wedding albums. And my guest today is the perfect person to talk to you about this. She is in the business of making memories, and from the time she was a small girl, she knew the importance of photography. Later in life, she turned her desire to capture memories into her passion. She takes the role of being a wedding photographer very seriously. To her, it's more than just a job, because her role is not only just to capture a wedding, but capture the creation of a family. So today, please welcome my guest, Nydia Lloyd of Nydia Lloyd Photography. Hi, Nydia. Welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So today I wanted to have you on because I wanted to talk about wedding photography, but specifically wedding albums, because I was one of those people as a bride, I really didn't see the value of wedding albums at the time. In hindsight, I see it now. And what happened was, you know, I was a DIY bride and I held that title like it was like an honor, and I wanted to do everything myself. And so, you know, my photographer was like, you know, well, let's talk about albums. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to do it myself, which was a big mistake.
Yes.
Yeah. And he warned me too. He's like, you know, a lot of people say that and then they never end up doing it. And I was like, oh, no, not me. And so what happened was, you know, I got the disc with all my photos. And I was like, oh, this is so great. And as soon as we get back from our honeymoon, you know, I'm going to work on my album.
Yes, well, then, of course.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure. Right. So then like a month passes, 3 months passes, you know, a year passes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't done this yet. Fast forward 3 years, I still never did my album. And so I called my photographer and I was like, so remember that album that you were telling us we should get? I'm like, I think we're ready to get that album now. So, you know, it's one of those things I feel like a lot of couples are probably like, oh, you know, I don't really want to spend the money on it because I could do it myself. But I know from experience,
yeah,
that will never happen. No matter how much you want it to, it never happens. So I was curious to hear from you, you know, when a couple comes to you, what are some of the common questions or misconceptions they have about their wedding album?
Yeah. I mean, I actually, this is going to sound terrible, but I did the same thing you did when I got married 9 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I know. And I wasn't a wedding photographer then. But I also was like, no, I'll put my own together. And it just never happened. It was the same thing. And my concern back then is the same concern that my brides have now. It seems like an extra thing on your task list. Which when you're getting married, you know, your list is huge. You have 80,000 things to do and you don't want to think about a wedding album. Never mind paying for another wedding album, because weddings, they're, you know, they cost some money. And so I think that that's one of the big things. It's not as much a misconception as it is just, it seems like another expensive thing on your plate. And people just don't think they're going to actually use it. That's the big thing. They don't think they actually need one, which is so not true.
Oh, definitely. And it's funny because, like, you know, I look at it more than I thought I would. You know, every anniversary we look at it. And, you know, when I think back, you know, in planning, I was looking at my mom's album, looking at her wedding day and looking to see if maybe I could recreate some of those poses and some of those photos. And so it's something that, like, passes down from generation to generation, and it becomes a family heirloom. It's not just this thing.
Yes, wedding albums are like the most tangible thing that you have. Back when film photography was the only type of photography, which was not that long ago, all you ever received was a wedding album. There weren't digitals and people weren't doing their wedding images just for iPhone wallpaper. And so we live in that age where, and I tell my couples, like, if they're listening, they will tell you, I tell them that you are paying me too much money for an iPhone wallpaper. Don't do that. We don't do that with anything else from our wedding, right? So I don't know why we do it with wedding albums. So that, I think, is one of the biggest misconceptions. You're right. It is the heirloom. It's the thing that will sit on your coffee table. When I go to someone's house, I ask to see their wedding album and their eyes light up. Like, they love sitting back there with their kids, flipping through their pictures from when they were younger, you know, and it's like, oh, I can't believe you looked like that. You know what I will say? I always have couples who are very happy to show me their wedding album. I never have a couple ever who I know, who I've used, who looks at me and says, oh, I'm so glad I didn't do one. That's never happened. And that'll never happen. They always regret that they didn't do it if they didn't. And if they did it, they're so happy they did.
Now, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see couples make when they're deciding to get an album?
When they're planning for it? Yes. One of the biggest things that I see people doing is they plan their album, they pick their images, they do all of that for other people. Like, they think, well, my mom is going to want to see our big family portrait and a few of them in their album spread, which is probably true. Or my friend, she's going to want this picture. But the truth is, your wedding album is your wedding album. And so while all those other things are really great, you should plan it a lot more for you and for the people who are going to look at it. Like, with my couples, they almost feel funny putting so much of themselves in their wedding album. Like, they almost feel vain. They're like, well, that was that, the whole picture had a whole bunch of me before, so I'm going to put other people. And I'm like, no, no, no. It was your wedding, not theirs. You can have you as much as you want.
Now, what should a couple be thinking of? You know, if a couple comes to you and they're like me and they're like, no, I want to DIY my album, I want to do it myself. What are some things, if somebody really wants to DIY their album, like, what are some things that might help sway their decision to purchase an album? Because you and I both have said, you know, we wanted to do it ourselves and it never got done.
Yeah. So I have a few things I would say to that couple. And one of the first things is kind of the thing that I jokingly said I actually say, but it's, you're not paying me thousands of dollars for iPhone wallpaper. And it sounds utterly ridiculous, but it kind of trips it in their head that that's actually what you're saying you want to do. You know what I mean? Or for an Instagram post. Another thing is just the value of the actual photography itself. You don't get engaged and then get this big, sparkly, beautiful ring. You don't take a picture of it and only carry it on your phone. No, you wear it and you look at it often. And when you look at it, you think of how much you love the person who gave it to you. It's important. And we realize in so many other things that tangible things are important. And that should carry through for your wedding. So getting an album is important. Once I've established that to them, then we need to conquer the DIY aspect, which is basically what you and I said, you're not going to do it. or you're going to do it And you're going to be so frustrated because it's not going to look the way you want it to look. You know, and you're just not going to look at it because you're going to look at it and be frustrated because it's, you know, got tape on the edges, or if you printed it up yourself, you didn't use like a top-notch quality. And so it's not going to look high end, and you're going to feel like, ugh, I wish I would have done it. And so that's kind of the thing I say is the value of it. It's so important that, listen, time is money. You're going to spend all these hours trying to figure out how to do something yourself when there are entire companies dedicated to designing a wedding album. There are professionals who do it for a living, and the chances of you being able to DIY it in a way that you're going to love and that you're going to cherish and that is just going to be a treasure, it's a very small chance.
Yeah. And I was there too. Like, I did all of that. I spent so much time online researching wedding, you know, wedding album companies. And a lot of them won't even work with an individual. They only want to work with photographers. So that right there was a big hurdle to cross. And then, like you said, you're left printing them, you know, with any sort of printing company, but the quality isn't there. And, you know, we made our parent albums. And if you compare the parent albums with our album, our wedding album, there's no comparison. I mean, our wedding album has like, it has like a glass cover on it. The pages are like super, super thick. I mean, it is like, it's incredible. It's like a work of art. And so there's no way you can compare the two.
So when it comes to the cost of a wedding album, I tell my couples up front, they're pricey. There's no way around it. You know that I use a company who they're top notch. And so I can't tell them to lower their prices. So when it comes to the actual investment, it's honestly DIYing an album through some great companies, right? There are companies that are consumer-based that you could find. It really wouldn't be that much more to just have it done professionally. And time is money. Like, my favorite new saying is time is money. There are some things that are just worth your money because they buy you back your time. Wedding album, let your wedding photographer deal with that. That's what they do. You probably aren't a wedding photographer. So you do what you do and let us do what we do.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, and you bring up a good point too about, like, you know, editing and laying out, like, you know, the normal couple, the average couple is not a wedding photographer. So you have the trained eye to know what looks good together, how to format a page, how to lay it out, where, again, that takes up a lot of time for a couple to do because there's a lot, it's almost like a jigsaw puzzle, you know, trial and error. Does this photo go with this photo? And does this layout go with that layout? Where you could probably do it so much easier, so much quicker. And you have that trained eye to be able to do that. And like you said, it saves the couple so much time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, photographers usually have software to do this for them, which should show you that it's not an easy process.
Yeah. Now, you know, we touched on it a little bit, but, you know, a photographer, when you get your wedding photos back, you have a ton of photos and they can't all go in the album because then I mean, they could, but like it would be huge and heavy and just this like monster thing. So what are some tips for you, for couples to decide what photos should be going in that album? And I know we kind of touched on it earlier to make it mostly about you, but how can they narrow that down?
Oh man, that's a hard, hard question. And it's so funny because whenever I deliver a wedding, I am a chronic over-deliverer. If you're one of my couples, you get back a ton of images. I can't even narrow down what to give you. So I know that it is a very difficult thing to expect my couples to narrow it down even more. So one of the ways that I help train my couples just to think of the most important, and if you look my blog, you'll see this, is I actually, within a week after my couple's wedding, I get a blog post up. So before their full gallery is delivered, they have a blog post of all of my favorite moments from their wedding. And that blog post is a mix of all of the highlights of all of the days. And so essentially what I'm training them to do is to look at everything in terms of quick highlights, the biggest, most important from every day. A lot of time my couples use those blog post images for their wedding album. And so it's very tough, but yes, I tell couples to pull up your gallery. Okay. And enlarge the icons and scan through, and the pictures that you stop at, the ones that you naturally stop, that should be earmarked for an album. Like, if it was enough to catch your eye the second or third time around, it's enough to go into an album. And I will find that my couples are like, that helped so much, because they found that they flew through their reception pictures. But when they get to portraits or the details or their ceremony, they'll slow down for certain ones. And I'm like, that means you want to see more of that. That should go in an album.
That's a really good point. Like, if you're, as you're scrolling and there's one that really catches your eye, that should be an album worthy photo. That's a really, really good point. And I love what you do with the blog post too, because then they're really seeing it from your eyes, you know, the highlight reel. These are really important photos from that day. So that's a great way to sort of, you know, train your eye.
Exactly. I know that when I'm putting together the blog post, I am curating it. So it most captures the feel of their day, the vibe of their day. If they have a theme or something they're going with, I'm curating my blog post with that in mind. So essentially, I'm designing your wedding album half of the way for you with your blog post.
Now, we covered a lot. Is there anything that we missed, or is there anything that you think a couple should know that we haven't discussed yet about albums?
Yeah. So one of the things that I recently have been talking with my couples is that there really are no rules, because once again, this is your wedding album. You can do what you want. The other thing that I tell couples, and this is just the way I do it, I know a lot of photographers don't do it this way, but I do it this way, is that when it comes to parent albums, I use online software. Have your parents design their own album that you don't have to have any part in. A lot of photographers will offer like a duplicate album, and that's an awesome thing like that, because it takes it off mentally. But a lot of time I notice parents, they might want more images of, you know, family portraits. Or I get this a lot lately, that I have the parents of the bride and groom, they'll have like lifelong friends who will be at the wedding, and they want a photograph with those friends. That might not be important for my couple to have in their wedding album. But when it comes to parent album, the parents want those pictures in there. So I offer the service and I tell my brides, let your parents actually design their own wedding albums. So that way you're not subconsciously trying to fit things in that mom wants in your wedding album. Because once again, this is your wedding album. And you know, we have parents who, they help us pay for our wedding photographer. They help us pay for our wedding. So we feel like we need to include them in every aspect. And that's fine. That makes sense. But when it comes to the album, just let them do their own. So that way you can do your own.
That's a really good point. And you know what? I think I kind of did the same thing. Like, when we were making our parents' album, like, it was a surprise for them. So like, we did it ourselves. But I remember like thinking the same thing, like, well, you know, these are like their friends and, you know, they're, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put them in their album. But like, for my album, you know, I still have the photo, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in my album.
Exactly. And there's even little things like whenever I'm doing flat lays and detail shots, I always end up having like, oh, this is her handkerchief from when she was a baby from the hospital. And that's a great thing. But most of the time, that doesn't match their invitation suite. And so I take that image, but it doesn't go into their album. But mom really wants that picture, because for mom, that's the memory, is this little baby who had this little handkerchief. She might want that in her album because she doesn't have the handkerchief anymore. So, you know, it really helps, ease the tension of designing the wedding album, is just releasing your mind and saying, there are no rules. I can do what I want. And I actually can let my mom design her entire own wedding album. So she's not kind of like, well, where's the picture of da, 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 da? You like my mom impression there? That was all moms everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, we covered so much, and, you know, thank you so much for sharing your insights on this. And, you know, it's so interesting to hear that we have a very similar story in that, you know, we had thought we were going to do our albums and ended up not doing it. So, you know, it's something that a lot of brides face. And so thank you for sharing all your insights and tips for helping a couple choose to invest in an album. Now, before I let you go, I always do this with my guests, and I do a fun five questions. It's kind of like a lightning round, get to know your type of deal. So whenever you're ready, you let me know. And I'll...
Okay. I'm ready. Go.
Okay. Perfect. So how did you get into wedding photography?
Oh boy. It sounds super cliche, but photos have always been a part of like my life growing up. My mother, this is a throwback. She had a creatives memory scrapbooking group. And so way back. And so like once a month, these women would come to my house with their bins of family photos and scrapbook. So it's something that I was always trained. Like I knew memories were important and that carried through. When I was in high school, I had the disposable camera. That's how old I am. And, you know, I carry around and I print them up. And so it kind of was a natural progression that as I moved to get married and as I started having children, I realized the value. I was working at a bank and it was a job I hated and I really wanted to do something else. And so my husband was like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I think I would really want to get into the business of like full-time memory making. And I just quit my job and jumped both feet in.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the way we did it was insane because we were like flat broke and he was like, well, quit your job. And I had a newborn and a 1 year old, but I was so miserable and I just wanted to do something I loved. You know, I didn't want to be struggling in a job I hated. And I'm passionate about a woman, like just following your dream, just see what happens. And thankfully it worked out.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I mean, you know, when you follow your passion, everything just works out. And I'm sure it's giving you more of a, you know, work-life balance too, because you're not stuck in a 9-to-5, you know.
My personality type is not meant for a 9-to-5. I have an entrepreneurial heart, which means I need to be able to make my own schedule. I need to work for myself. And so I knew that off the bat. And I was like, all right, we're going to need to find a way to make that happen because I'm bossy. Like, that's just, I need to work for myself. Listen, in our industry, you need someone who can take charge and who's not super timid. It's just, that doesn't do well in a bank. Just saying.
Right. Exactly. So obviously you've shot a lot of weddings over the years. What's one of the most memorable weddings you've ever photographed?
Oh my goodness, man. That's hard. I don't think I have one specific wedding that was super memorable. They all are. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I have some really big highlight memories from weddings. One of the ones, and they're kind of super sad, but they stick with you. I had a wedding a couple of years ago where the bride had moved up her wedding day because her father was very, very sick and he just wasn't going to make it. Yeah. I think they're supposed to get married in September. And this was way back when. And they had to move it up to July because her dad just wasn't going to make it. And so it really always etched itself in my mind because their father-daughter dance was probably one of the hardest things I've ever captured. In general, I cry a lot at parent dances. I have a son, I have a daughter, and I know that they're growing up before my eyes. And so I know too well that I'm going to turn around and I'm going to be dancing with my little boy at his wedding, and I'm going to cry thinking about it. So when I was photographing this father-daughter dance, and we knew that dad was not, as a matter of fact, I think he passed away like 2 weeks after her wedding.
Oh my gosh.
It was so sad. And I mean, that picture was featured on Fearless Photographers, actually. This frail man just dancing with his little girl. She had her sister step in and get to dance because her sister was, I think, like 16. So she wasn't going to get to have her dad at her wedding. And it was, I mean, I had to go in the bathroom and get myself together before we went on with the wedding. And it's a sad, sad memory. But man, can I tell you, when I saw the funeral and the wake, and I saw that picture blown up right next to her father, it solidified how important what I do is. Because they invested in a good photographer who made that memory beautiful. It was beautiful without me, but it mm-hmm. just, that moment always sticks in my head because it's, this is why we do what we do. It's not just because wedding gowns are big and beautiful. And it's not just because venues are stunning. It's because these weddings are really important and they really matter. And, you know, it's the business of memory making. It doesn't get better than that. So that's one of my favorites, but there's many.
Yeah. And, you know, and that reiterates the point of for couples to really invest in a photographer and videographer, because these are moments, they don't come again.
Nope.
You know, you have, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. You're never going to get that opportunity again. And yeah, you can have somebody else take a photo or do a video, but they're not going to capture it in the way that you expect or that you want. And, absolutely. You know, for moments like this,
yes,
you have money, you can't put a price on that. So it's another reason to really invest in a good photographer and a good videographer so you could capture those moments forever.
Yes. Amen to that. I tell my couples, I'm like, you know, honestly, what I do is one of the only things that's going to last besides your spouse. You're going to throw out your centerpieces. You're going to put your dress in a closet somewhere. You're not going to remember the rest of it. You're going to remember what I did.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what, so for that particular wedding, you know, the father-daughter dance was really so special, but what is your favorite part of a wedding? Is it usually like the parent dance or is it like something else?
My favorite part actually to capture is the ceremony, which is not usually the photographer's like highest memory. I love portraits too. Don't get me wrong, but I love the wedding ceremony part of the day. That's really what we're there for. I hold marriage in real high esteem. I've been married for 9 years. So the ceremony, because that's what it's all about. That's when you're seeing them commit to each other always and forever, just that person. And I cry at every single ceremony. Every first kiss, you can look at me and I'm wiping my tears behind the thing. So that's probably my favorite part other than the dance party. I love a good dance party. That's entertainment for me.
So what advice do you have for engaged couples who are looking to hire a photographer? Because there are so many choices out there. So what's the one piece of advice you have for a couple to sort of narrow it down and find their perfect photographer?
Absolutely. Yes. So I tell my couples and people who I know who are engaged to think of it in a process. First, think of the style of photography you want. That is one of the biggest things. Do you want a bright and airy? Do you want, like me, a bright and bold? Do you want a moody image? Narrow the style so that way you stop. It just helps it kind of filter through in your mind, right? Because there's so many different photographers out there. You can be looking at a moody photographer where they kind of desaturate greens and it's more brown and warm. And then you're torn between that and a bright and airy. And it's like, those are two different monsters. You have to decide. So look at the aesthetic of your wedding and decide what style of photography you want first. Then, and this is going to sound kind of out of order, then you need to look at the photographer themselves. Yes, obviously you need good quality, but the person who is photographing your wedding, they are going to be beside you the most out of all your vendors that entire day. So if they are a fantastic photographer, but your personalities just aren't jiving, you won't be happy with that decision. I have a Facebook group just for my brides because I tell them, if you've booked me as your photographer, you have a certain type of personality. I have a certain type of personality. And that means you're all going to get along. So you wouldn't mind having me making jokes and beside you all day long, right? You're going to love that if you're like me. But if you're a more serious person, I might not be the most perfect person for you. If you're not a joke cracker, you know, or whatever, then that might not be your person. And so my biggest thing is look at the actual photographer, because a photographer really shapes so much of how your wedding day goes. Everyone's been to a wedding where the photographer was a little odd, and that's what you remember. I mean, they remember the kind of odd photographer, or they remember that photographer who was so much fun and was really, you know, held up under pressure well and did all of that well. So definitely look at your photographer and then make sure they have an airtight portfolio. Make sure that they have couples who love them, who gush. When you look at reviews for a photographer, don't look for one or two sentences. Anyone can do that. You want a photographer whose couples can't help but write a paragraph on how amazing they were. That's what you're looking for, not an average vendor. You want someone who just shout it from the rooftops. You've got to have them.
Yeah. Those are really great points. And that theme has come up several times on different episodes when you're looking for a vendor, whether it's a photographer, whether it's a DJ, whatever the case is. Yes, their work is important, but you also have to mesh with them. You know, your personalities have to mesh well. You have to get along with that person. And especially, like you said, with a photographer, they are the single most important vendor in the sense that they're going to be with you for hours, hours, and hours, even before the wedding. You know, maybe you're doing your engagement photos with them as well. So they're going to be with you from the time you're yes. Basically from the time you wake up, you know, to the time Absolutely. You leave the reception, they're going to be with you capturing everything. So you really need to make sure you get along with them. Now, our last question, and you touched on this a little bit, but what does marriage mean to you?
Ooh, it's everything. My husband's a pastor, so I in general hold marriage in a real till death do you part, and I mean it, look. But it's one of the reasons why I love the marriage ceremony. How long have you been married?
About 8 years. So we got married in 2012. Yeah.
Okay. See, I got married in 2011. So you know that already in our small quote unquote time of marriage, you've gone through so much. And I know my husband and I have gone through so much as a couple. And so marriage is just that beautiful feeling of no matter, my husband says this to me, he says all the time that things in our life are going to change. We're going to live in different states. We're going to have children and then not have children. Our family members who we love, they're not always going to be here with us. You know, our lives are going to look so different. And the one constant that we're always going to have is each other. And I think that is one, and it's so true. Like your whole world is not going to look in 2 years the way it did now. And in 5 years, it's not going to look the same. You want to know what's going to be the exact same? The person who you lay your head next to at night, that's the person. And it is that same person who you're smiling and saying, I do, and having the first kiss. That's the same person that's going to be on the front porch rocking with you when you guys are like 97 and don't have your own teeth anymore.
Yeah.
you know, and when you think of it like that, when you think of it in terms of just the lasting commitment, it's such a beautiful thing. It's not the joking bad shackles, you know, that people joke, oh, you're really tied down now. I say, yes, I am. And I am so glad to be tied down. I don't have to do the crazy hunting anymore. You found what people want their entire lives. That is worth celebrating.
Yeah. Oh gosh. That's so beautiful. You said it so eloquently. Really, really beautiful.
I really meant it.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for your time and for all of your expertise. And if somebody wants to learn more about you and possibly, you know, hire you for their wedding, where can they find you?
Oh, yes, they can find me everywhere. You can find me on my website, which is NydiaLloydPhotography.com. I'm on Instagram at Nydia Lloyd Photography. I'm on Facebook at Nydia Lloyd Photography. I'm also on The Knot. So you can find me pretty much everywhere.
All right. Well, thank you again so, so much. I can't thank you enough for all your time and for all your expertise. And it was a real blast talking to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I hope this episode gave you some new insights into wedding albums and how to tackle them when you get to that stage of wedding planning. As always, if you have a question you'd like answered on the show, definitely send it our way. You can follow us on Instagram at SBS Wedding Prep or wedconnecthv.com. And if you're a Hudson Valley bride, join us online at weddingconnectionshv.com for a ton of Hudson Valley wedding inspiration. So until next time, happy planning.